This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, truly being part of the solution. And as I tell you guys all the time, the only way to really, honestly, truly be part of the solution is to get involved and get engaged and understand, not just understand what's going on, right? But really, truly engaging in the conversation, well, not just engaging in the conversation, getting your information out there, or getting your information. I'm starting because, you know, I've seen a lot of misinformation, and not just on Facebook, like proper, on our people posting up on Facebook. Now, you guys should know better. And I'm not scolding you. Please, don't do that. I'm really not scolding you. My point is that for them not to poo-poo us, for them not to make fun of us, the only way that happens is if we put out the right information, if we do our homework. And I realize some of you can't do. I realize some of you can't do this every night, every day. Because guys like me are out there. We have the time. This is what we get paid to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know some of you joined me tonight because you were looking for Alfonso, lovingly referred to as Zoe. Him and his honey is celebrating her birthday. So you wish his missus a happy birthday. Hope he makes all the right moves. You know, right? Oh, you can't go to a restaurant. Can you get flowers? Anybody know if you can get flowers? I mean, seriously. How do you get touchless flowers? So is it? It's not a very personal touch, is it? If you want to send me a message during the show, you can send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Dr. Gerard Lemire is going to join us in the second hour. You think Trump can still pull this off? I mean, some of you have sent me emails really concerned at the fact that you think that Trump's not going to be able to pull this off now with all the, you know, corruption, with the mail-in ballots. And I think it's going to be like the economy, my personal opinion. And when I say that, what I mean by that is that, look, the economy has been so strong. He's done such a good job with the economy that we're so. All right, so what do we have? An 800-point drop today? Yesterday, we weren't that far. We've been breaking records pretty much every day with the economy and the jobs reports and what have you. They are working. They hate this man and this country so much that they are working overtime. And I do mean overtime. To bring him down. And if it brings the country down with it, so be it. That's their attitude. The end result, as long as they get what they're looking for, they want to bring the man down. Can you imagine? Have any of you seen that kind of hate? Been around that kind of hate? And Governor Cuomo. I love it. The two Cuomo boys, right? You got, if they aren't the epitome of a spoof of The Godfather. I don't know what it is. Right? You got Fredo Cuomo. Threatened people running around. You know, my ancestry, my family, Italians, they've been beaten off that, you know, everybody's part of the mafia thing since I was a kid. And now you got Chris Cuomo, right? He did the whole, we joked about it, the whole Fredo thing. You know, Mr. Tough Man. You always see him working out, got to show you his guns. And then you got Governor Cuomo. Yeah, you know, prisoners don't welcome here in New York. He, you know, he abandoned New York. He, this is the man that's begging for people to come back. Right? Because, like, Trump was the only one that left. Begging other people with enough brain cells and dollars to leave to come back. He's willing to go to their houses and cook for them. That's what a piece of work he is. He blamed Trump for every one of the deaths in New York City. How disingenuous. How much of a liar. Look at how much of a liar these people, I'm going to say these people are, because if you're supporting him and you're backing him and then you have the spine to call the president a consummate liar, well, what's Cuomo? You're going to give him, what, angelic status because he has a D in front of his name? How sincere is that? How real is that? This is where I've been saying to you guys, and I've said it a couple of times, I'm going to start saying it even more. Are you ready to fight? Or are you going to sit on the couch with your head in your hand and cry like a little baby? What are you willing to do? And I'm not talking about doing what they, you know, picking up a gun and going out there in the street and start shooting Democrats. That's not what I'm saying. But you don't let them get away. You do not let them get away with this stuff. Whether it's mail-in ballots, whether it's, you know, spreading false lies about the stories, the people that have been shot. Notice I said people, not the black people that have been shot. How about the people that have been shot? I talked to a friend of mine who considers herself very up on the news today. And she has heard about none of the stories. Like the young 5-year-old, 6-year-old kid on the bike? That the black man walked up and shot him in the head? Yeah, blew his brains out in front of everybody. Just for being white. Didn't hear about that. So whatever you have to do, whether you have to turn people on to shows like mine, I mean, there's a bunch of good shows out there that'll give you information. I know some of you are tired of some of the commentators that are always hardcore, right, slamming everything constantly. I get it. It's hard for me, too, at times. But you know what? Maybe that's what it'll take. I don't do that to try to get the message across. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
There now. We are back. You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, if you think about it. And I really do want you to be, whether you believe it or not, I really do want you to be part of the solution. And I want you involved. And I want you engaged. Again, as I said, we've got a lot happening, a lot I want to get to. You know, I'll wait till Rick joins us. We're hearing more and more about how voter fraud doesn't exist. And I did a story the other night about how you have a Democrat operative that actually opened up and said, we've been doing this for years. Right? Not since 2016, but a long time. They say it's much easier in smaller local races, which tells me that they've tried it there or they've done it. It's amazing to me, anyway. So, you're going to have to look hard. You're going to have to work hard and look hard at voter fraud. Right? Call it out. If you see, if there's anything you see, we're going to talk about this more later, so I'm being a little hazy about it. But if you see anything that's out of the ordinary, right? You're next to a neighbor. Maybe there's two people in the house, and you watch the mailman drop off like 27 ballots. You got a problem. You know, check your mail-in ballots. Check your ballot online. Most states have a way for you to check your ballot online. Make sure it's gone out and or it has been received. If you got aunts, uncles, cousins, whoever, call them, speak with them, help them move through this, and make sure they've got it together. Right? Make sure they don't let anybody else touch that ballot but themselves. The Republicans want the Attorney General to determine whether Pelosi committed criminal act for ripping up Trump's speech. You know, it's kind of petty, it's small. Nah, some of you don't agree with me, but it's a small thing. But it's about time we have them ducking punches every 30 seconds like they try to do to us. So two House GOP leaders have officially called for Attorney General Barr to determine whether the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi broke law when she ripped up President Trump's State of the Union speech. Now, you remember that whole thing, how she had that look on her face, like, yeah, this is a bunch of garbage. You're gonna rip. Right. Can you imagine if anybody did that to Barack Obama? They'd be more than racist now, wouldn't they? So we all saw it. It was because it was the courteous thing to do, considering the alternative. She said, "I tore it up. I was trying to find one page with truth on it, and I couldn't." No, she couldn't find anything that she could step out on. She couldn't find anything to where if she actually said it, people wouldn't see it was truth. And what I mean by that is that there wasn't anything in that speech that was a lie. Look, we all know about political spin. They do it all the time. Look what they're doing right now. They're trying to tell you and I that it's the Republicans. It's the right-wing Trump supporters that are doing all this damage in the streets. Now, this is from a group of people who said there was no rioting in the streets. There was no Antifa. Remember all of this? And all of a sudden, there is. All of a sudden, there are riots. That's great. That's wonderful. How quickly she forgets, huh? It's just the narrative. I don't even want to call it the truth. The story, the narrative, the whatever changes from moment to moment for them to try to push their stuff. You know, in my book, Rambling for Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, I have a whole chapter on why do they have to lie to win. If their product is good, if they're right, if they're so righteous, then why twist the truth? Why lie, an out-and-out lie, to try to get the people on their side? Now, it doesn't matter what I say. Look, I can give you all the numbers in the world. It's what the real numbers are about, you know, black shootings by police officers. What I find really amazing about this, I'm going to keep pounding this home, too. The only black lives they seem to care about are the ones that are perceived to be killed by the police. Black on black crime doesn't matter. Not to them, it doesn't. Black cop being killed doesn't matter. Not a big deal. When do we start driving this point home? When do we start, you go to shows like mine, start pushing people like me to put the truth out there as to how many people actually have been killed doing this? I personally believe it's a big deal. You need to be on it. You need to be calling it out. We all do. Republican Policy Committee Chairman Gary Palmer out of Alabama and the Republican Study Committee Chairman Mike Johnson wrote a letter to Barr on Tuesday asking that he deliver a definitive answer on whether Pelosi committed a criminal act by destroying an official copy of the State of the Union speech. Right? The calls come as Pelosi's being slammed for getting her hair done. I mean, if you don't see what a group of elitists they are. You know, let them eat cake people that they actually are. They're smarter than you. They're richer than you. They know better than you. They're telling you what to eat, where to eat, and how to eat. They're all part of that group. Right? How to live your life? Not only how much you should pay in taxes, but what kind of health care you should get, when and how. And then this is nothing new. You look at Gavin Newsom here in California. Right. You think he hasn't had his hair cut? Well, he's an important person. What was it, the mayor of Chicago? She said the same thing. She has to maintain an appearance, and that's why it's okay for her to go get her hair cut. Isn't that great? And then, remember, Nancy's famous tantrum on the floor was disgraceful. When you look at what she actually did with the president's speech, whether she likes it, you know, she talks about her Catholicism. People, you know, we always complain about people who wear their religion on their sleeve. It's a common term. But here's a woman who sat there. She keeps telling things like her Catholicism, her religion doesn't allow her to hate. But did you see the glee in which she had in her face when she said, it doesn't matter, he will always, in history, he will always go down as being an impeached president. It didn't matter that it didn't go through. Then she knew it wasn't going to, come on, she knew it wasn't going to go through. But she was overjoyed. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Rick Trader joins me after the break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Joe Biden is in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The Democratic presidential candidate and former vice president met with the family of Jacob Blake. Blake was shot by police 7 times in the back, leaving him paralyzed. Biden says he spoke to Blake, who called from his hospital bed.
He talked about how nothing was going to defeat him. How, whether he walked again or not, he was not going to give up.
Blake's shooting ignited several days of protest. President Trump was in Kenosha yesterday. Both Trump and Biden visited, despite objections from Kenosha's mayor. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have reportedly, informally, agreed to pursue a clean short-term stopgap measure to avert a government shutdown at the end of the month. So says sources to The Hill. The continuing resolution needed would be free of riders that bogged down past funding measures. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are some messed up white people.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me.
We're almost back. There you go. Now you can hear me. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Now, listen, I'm not standing up because I don't want you to see the rest of me. But anyway, I got Stand for America shirts. And I can tell you something. Some of you are afraid. Young man lost his life this week. It should never have happened. Let's just be clear there. But he lost his life sticking up for what he believed in. All right? And he's not the only one. Plenty have done it before us, like, you know, our founding fathers and others. And if you're afraid to go out, you know, I have the mask that says Trump 2020, keeping us safe and great. If you're afraid to wear stuff like that, if you're afraid to wear a Trump shirt, what have they done to us? Think about it. What if they have instilled fear because you're afraid to walk out in righteousness. And I realize that some of us, us, are a little older. Maybe we don't have the strength or the fight that we used to have. But don't let them push us into the closet. Don't let them back us down. That's all. I mean, you don't have to buy my merchandise. You can buy anybody's. And there's a lot of little ways to make this happen. But I'm going to tell you, going into Lowe's and a few other places, I wear the shirt that says hashtag stand. In my day, we called it pound stand, but I guess today it's hashtag stand for America. I get so many thumbs up, especially with the mask. I get so many thumbs up from people. So there is a lot of us out there. Anyway, another one of those fighters I love being with on a regular basis, Rick Trader, who, host of the Conservative Commandos Radio. And Rick, I've known you now, I think, close to 10 years. You and I met at CPAC.
It's got to be at least that, Joe. It's got to be at least that. By the way, when I go out, I wear this. I do. I wear this. The only place I don't wear this is when I go into a restaurant. Because, you know, these leftists out there are dead, nasty, mean, miserable people.
Yep.
And frankly, I don't want them tampering with my food. So that's the only place I don't wear it. And Joe, of all the places that I have worn this, I get thumbs up. People come over to me and they whisper in my ear, hey man, we're with you. We love the president. You know, isn't it a crime what's going on in America? One lady, Mary and I, we went into a supermarket. And we were both wearing our Trump 2020 masks. One lady walked by and she goes, oh, my God. You know, she wasn't happy with it. But everyone else that has made any kind of movement towards it has been positive. Absolutely positive.
It is amazing to me that they have, and for lack of a better term, they have scared us into the closet. It ain't right. We cannot let them do this to us, right?
They have. We can't, Joe. We've got to stand up and fight. We've got to listen to Barack Obama.
Wait a minute.
Barack Obama.
Hello?
Says,
is my mic on here? Hello? Did you say Barack Obama?
Yes, I did. Remember when Barack Obama says, if you're going to go to a knife fight, take a gun? In other words, don't go. We cannot go into these fights with these liberals using the Marcus of Queensbury rules.
Joe, that
doesn't work anymore. It does not work. And nothing, Joe, we got to stop doing. We got to stop being on the defensive. We need to go on the offense. The offense. The offense, as they would say in Canada. But we need to stand up for our rights. And the reason they're getting away with it, Joe, is because they don't think we'll fight back.
We haven't, Rick. We haven't for decades. To your point, they've been playing guerrilla warfare for decades, and we've been playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules.
Absolutely.
And it's time that we get down to a good old-fashioned Boston-Philadelphia street fight. You know what I'm saying? I mean, enough of this. Now, we don't have to be like they are. I'm not suggesting we be as violent as they are, but there are a number of different ways to do things to make sure they don't get away with what they're getting away with, especially like here in California with the mail-in ballots. Turn on your neighbor. I just said a minute ago, if you have two old folks living next door and the mailman drops off 27 ballots, you better be making some phone calls.
Well, Joe, every time you let something like that happen, let's talk about ballots. Every time that you cast your ballot and you say, okay, I've done my part, my vote should count. Well, every time there's a fraudulent vote, every time a fraudulent vote is cast, your vote is negated.
Mm-hmm.
Your vote is negated. And, Joe, you know what Sharon Angle and I have been doing.
Yes.
We've been talking with a lot of people, as you say to your audience, Joe, get informed, get involved, be part of the solution. And the way you do that, Joe, is you talk to the authorities. Well, that's what Sharon and I have been doing. We are sponsoring on AUN TV something that's probably unprecedented in the annals of television. We are taking one broadcast day, one entire broadcast day, and we were talking about election integrity. We're also going to be debuting a documentary that was produced by Sharon Angle called Stolen Choices. Everybody needs to see this documentary, Joe. It'll give your audience, our audience, the ammunition it needs to go out and stand up for itself. So we've been talking to some great authorities on election and election fraud. And what they tell us is Trump's in trouble. Trump's in trouble because of the possibility of election fraud. In fact, we were speaking with Hans von Spakovsky today, and we talked about that with what could possibly go on in our elections, we'll make the 2000 election look like a high school student council election. It's going to get ugly. And, Joe, it gets even a little bit more desperate than that. If we don't have a president and vice president declared by January the 20th of 2021, if this is held up in the courts, do you know who becomes the president of the United States?
Don't tell me Harris. No, Pelosi.
No, Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi will be the next president of the United States.
My God.
That's scary, isn't it? That's scary. And then think of this, Joe. With them controlling the House of Representatives, I don't know, maybe the Senate, and you've got a Nancy Pelosi sitting in the Oval Office? My God, can you imagine what could possibly happen? As I said, we've been speaking to a lot of authorities on this. We spoke with a guy by the name of Jay Delancey the other day. He's with Voter Integrity North Carolina, and he's done some studies on fraudulent vote. 67% of fraudulent votes, Joe, come from Democrats or Democrat-leaning voters.
No, that can't be true. Haven't you heard? We're the liars. We're the cheaters. We're the people that will do anything to win an election. But you're right. You know, I was just, while you were speaking, I looked up. I've done 1, 2, 3, 4. I've done about a dozen shows this year specifically aimed at voter fraud. And when you look at the numbers and you look at who it put over the top, it is 98% of the time it is a Democrat, whether it's a voter or somebody running for office, it's a Democrat. Here in California, which is overwhelmingly Democrat, almost 3-1 when it comes to the registration, they've got almost 1.5 million, I won't call them voters, registered voters that are either dead, have moved, don't exist, and they've been forced to take them off the voter rolls, but they haven't. And a friend of mine, just today I was talking to somebody who said, well, it's an easy fix. They just have to take them off. I was like, amen. But you can't get them to do it. Till somebody is dragged out of one of these offices in a set of handcuffs, it ain't going to happen, is it?
Joe, voter integrity, the Voter Integrity Project of California went to court. They sued the county of Los Angeles.
Yep.
They found 1.5 million registered voters that should no longer be on the voter polls. They went to court and they won this issue, Joe. Guess what? Those voters are still on the polls. They're still on the voter registrations. I mean, this is serious stuff. Jay Delaney, again, from the Voter Integrity Project, North Carolina, did research, did a lot of research, did a lot of homework, found over 150 voters, Joe, that voted in both North Carolina and in New York. All right, now this is one individual with a small organization. He found over 150 voters that voted in both North Carolina and New York. He took this information to the New York authorities. You know what they did about it?
They flushed it.
They flushed
it. We're going to go for a quick break. You and I both believe in capitals. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to Real Side. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back. I got to tell you something. The Groucho Marx stuff that I... In my early days, they were almost all there. And what that man used to do to Margaret Dumont was just brutal. And in the early days, some of the... I'm going to be nice. Feminists would send me emails and say, I can't believe you play that stuff. I can't. And now you're seeing it today 10 times over about how nasty some of them get. Look, for the day, okay, it was perfectly acceptable. Doesn't mean it was okay. But what it does mean is we've lost our sense of humor. I don't care if you're making fun of men or women, tall men, short men, fat men, whatever. We have to have a little bit of a sense of humor for ourselves. If we're offended by everything, or everything makes your ears go up, you might not want to have any fun anymore. So lock yourself in a room and wait for the end. I don't know. Anyhow, Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring on my good friend and another great guy in radio, Rick Trader, host of Conservative Commandos Radio Show. You know, I love the name of your show. And I'm not just saying that because we're buds, but I mean, seriously, we need fighters. We have lost our warriors. We've lost them in the party. We have lost them in politics from a conservative point of view. And I hope we can raise up an army of people that are willing to fight to keep our freedom. Right, Rick? You there? You mean I wasted all of that commentary? I wasted all of that commentary? I didn't hit the button? That was so wonderful, so eloquent. You missed it all.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. All right.
I hit the wrong button, and here I was giving you kudos and telling you you were the greatest guy in radio. Now, see, my people laughing at
me. Yeah, I bet you were. You're probably like some of the viewers that we get on AUN television, Joe. And I just want to read you an email that I got this week from Dean Jackson. He is in Oroville, California. He says here, I love the American Uncensored News Network. And he says, I love the real side and most of the things that follow. Now, see, Joe, your show plays at 6 p.m., The Real Side with Joe Messina. The Conservative Commandos radio show with Rick Trader plays after that. So, you know, Dane likes most of the stuff after The Real Side with Joe Messina. And I'll quote him again, I love The Real Side. Got it right here in front of me, Joe.
Tell him I said thank you very much. And frankly, thank you for putting me on because I very much appreciate it. People don't realize how hard it is to get on these stations, get on these networks. And before we get rolling, because, you know, tell people about the American Uncensored News Network.
Okay, the American Uncensored News Network is an idea created by a gentleman by the name of Dana Allen. And Dana had the idea of creating a conservative network, a conservative broadcast television network that's to the right of Fox. Now, don't laugh at me and say it's not very hard to be to the right of Fox. But I just wanted to give you a geographical idea of where we're at. So as of now, Joe, we have 9 broadcast television stations in California. San Francisco, San Rafael, Marin, North Bay, San Jose, Silicon Valley, Santa Rosa, Redding, Chico, Sacramento, Fort Bragg, and Napa Valley. We also have license for 2 more stations in Northern Nevada. So again, we're trying to create a conservative network, a place where people like Joe Messina can go with their radio show and TV show, Conservative Commandos. We have some other really great programming out there, and we want this to be a place. You know, Joe, again, you say it all the time. You say it to your audiences, get involved, get informed, be part of the solution. Well, to do that, Joe, and as you tell these people, tell your audience every day, check out your resources. Check out your authorities. That's what we try to do on American Uncensored News Network. All the news the left doesn't want to talk about. Okay?
No.
That's the American Uncensored News Network. So we're really excited about this. In fact, Joe, on September the 7th, we are doing something that I think is unprecedented in broadcast television. On our 9 stations, we are going to have one solid day, one whole day, talking about voting integrity. We're going to bring on some of the great authorities, to talk about voter integrity, like Congressman Bob Barr, Roger Stone, James O'Keefe, Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation, writer, author, journalist John Fund, Jason Sneed of the Voter Integrity Project, Judge Roy Moore, Brigitte Gabriel. Here's the name, Joe, everybody needs to tune in for. That's Joe Messina. In fact, it's going to be hosted by Joe Messina and Sharon Angle. So we're all day long, we're going to have our authorities talking about voter integrity, how important voter integrity is. We're going to premiere Sharon's documentary, Stolen Choices. We hope to have people calling in with their participation. And Joe, it's all about this. It's really all about this. As you say, and not to be the dead horse, get involved, get informed, get the information, and here we're supplying it to you. Another thing, Joe, no one associated with the American Uncensored News Network, Conservative Commandos, or anyone else is getting paid to do this. In fact, we're footing the bill. We're like the conservative version of PBS. This is going to be a fundraiser for the Election Integrity Project in California and Nevada to hire lawyers, to hire attorneys, to be ready to go, to go out there and fight to fight voter fraud. And Joe, I know every day I listen to your show and you talk about how important it is for your audience to support your show and other conservative shows and ventures. Same thing here, Joe. You know, we say all the time, oh, we've got all the alphabet networks that are on the side of the left. We're creating something for the right.
You know, it's funny, and it is close to my heart, where we as conservatives, we don't seem to get that. And don't be offended. If you're one of those conservatives that does give, that does get involved, this isn't for you, all right? But a lot of us sit around, and yeah, we're on board, we're, you know, loving what you're doing, and loving what you're saying, and we forget or don't care or don't really understand what it takes to put a show like mine, a network like yours. And again, I tell people, think about this. If 1,000 of you would throw a lousy $2 or $3, I'm not even talking about big bucks here.
No.
But if 1,000 of you would throw $5, that's $5,000. That's a piece of equipment in most cases for an upgrade for a piece of equipment or what have you. And we're not begging. I mean, some guys say, I've had people tell me, I hate when you talk about money. Well, then, you know
what? We got to, Joe. We got to talk about money. The left does a great job in raising funds. I just want to use a small example here about how important this all is, how important voter integrity is, how the left is trying to steal this election. We had Congressman Bob Barr on our show the other day, the Conservative Commanders radio show. He told us that the Center for Voter Information and Voter Participation Center in Georgia we're talking, is sending out 2 million voter applications. 2 million voter applications. Now, this Voter Participation Center is part of the Brennan Center in New York. The Brennan Center got $4 billion, B with a B, billion with a B, from George Soros. We are up against well-funded foes, Joe Messina.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. Look at the Bloombergs of the world. You know, we were able to take out Katie Hill in our area, and Bloomberg sent $20 million on her election to get her elected. We don't have people to do that because, you know, I hate to say it, but we foolishly believe in the grassroots. And it takes you people who get mad at candidates for asking for money, what does it cost to send a letter out? What's it cost to do a mail? Do you understand that there are basics that they need to take care of? They're not lining their pockets with that money. You know, advertising time in Los Angeles, forget it. You can't raise enough money to do advertising in the L.A. basin. But
well, I know what it costs. You know, I'm in the television business,
yeah.
Being president and CEO of AUN Television. I'll tell you this. You want to run a one-minute ad. A one-minute ad in the Philadelphia market, which is like the sixth to ninth largest market in the country, a one-minute ad in the Philadelphia market averages, this is an average, of $186 a minute to run one ad. It costs money. It costs money. And the left, they're willing to spend it, Joe. Our side has to get on this. They've got to recognize that if they're conservatives and they want us to return our country to the Judeo-Christian ethics our founding fathers created, it's not enough just to sit on Facebook and put post after post. They got to get out and talk to their friends, talk to their neighbors. Go work. Find a candidate you believe in and go work for him. Find a conservative somewhere. I don't care if it's in your state or clear across the country. Support that conservative.
Yep.
With your money. Like right now, I'm donating to Burgess Owens. He's running. He's
great guy.
By the way, he's a former co-host here on Conservative Commanders Radio Show.
Listen,
Burgess may be the next congressman from the state of Utah.
All right, quick. Tell people where to get to your show.
AUNTV, AUN-TV.com, AUNTV.com. Check out our telethon. Monday,
we'll put more up. Hey, you're going to run against the clock. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in the next hour. Don't go far.